This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I'm back, Rodriguez, for Black and White Sports 2. Well, we have an interesting sighting here. A Brittany Griner video on this channel. I gotta be real, I don't know what the interest level is in this, and no, I don't suspect there'll be a rash of Brittany Griner videos, but it just so happens the Team USA pool of players have been released. They have come out. So I wanted to see some reaction to this, and the reaction is vicious. And I've got to admit, I there's a part of me that's smirking here because you got arrested in Russia. You didn't appreciate America, and it is clear Americans are still livid over this trade to bring Brittany Griner back. Paul Whelan is still stuck over there. Mark Fogle still stuck over there in Russia. Let's get to this. Brittany Griner reportedly intends to play basketball again, though she won't be suiting up for Team USA at the moment. Team USA will be holding a mini camp ahead of the upcoming games, though Griner is still not on the roster at the moment. However, she could still join the team down the line. And this is what was put out by Alexa Philippou. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but the reaction in her comment section was very interesting indeed. In case anybody is wondering, Brittany Griner, I mean, she released this and literally put out this statement after the fact. Brittany Griner, a two-time Olympic gold medalist with Team USA, can certainly be part of the pool heading into Paris games, should she choose, as she gets reacclimated to basketball following her detainment. Oh, okay, this lady works for ESPN. Oh, my God. The reaction to this was beautiful. It truly was. She should be playing basketball for Russia's prison. What she did was illegal and she knew it. She was so not worth the trade. Here we go. She shouldn't be able to travel out of the country for not following the laws of the land. Oh, wow. Good hang. Congrats all the way from Russia to home. Send her back to Russia. I hope some checks her luggage first. Hope some people check her luggage first. Wow. One of several things that are less interesting than women's professional basketball player being in prison in Russia is the same player playing basketball. Nobody cares about women's Team USA basketball. Herring saga, caught smuggling drugs, should be unemployed. Wow, wow. I'm surprised she would trust going into another country at this point. Oh, great, another drug addict the kids can look up to. Woo-wee! Wow, hopefully she checks out French laws before any commitment. Just a word of advice, not trying to be funny. This person, and I like the fact that they called out this ESPN reporter for this. Detainment, question mark? She broke the law in Russia, taking an illegal substance, believing she was special enough to get away with it. It would be better if she saved our country further embarrassment. Yes. She should just stay home a while and play in the U.S. for a while. The last thing we need is her getting arrested again. I wonder if she can dribble past Interpol with her drugs. I hope she stays home or send her back to Russia. Quote, in case anyone is wondering, literally no one is wondering. Didn't know there was a, quote, Paris Games and dudes could play in the WNBA. Howering saga. How dramatic. I will take a pass on wondering if she can play. Nobody cares. It's women's basketball. Nobody watches it. Woo-wee. Not wondering what she does. Americans can't stand him. I've seen a lot of him when it comes to her or it or whatever we're talking about here. She should be in jail like Joe Junkie Biden to it not feel what these people can get away with. I'm not sure exactly all that they were trying to say there, but I kind of get the point. I think Junkie Joe Biden, probably Hunter, is supposed to be in jail right now, or should be. No one is wondering. No one cares. Brittany Griner, two-time American SOB story. Oh, sob story. My bad. Hater of her country. Loser can't head wherever she wants. No one cares. Wow. Funny how she isn't on a no-fly list. I guess smuggling a little pot isn't that big a deal. I hope she literally breaks a leg. Piece of boom, boom. Yeah. So that was like instant regret for this ESPN journalist. In case you were wondering, Brittany Griner can be included in the pool at a later date. Everybody said, bleep her to tears. We don't care if she's ever added, and we're not watching Team USA women's basketball anyhow. I'm going to tell you, Americans are very angry over this. We gave up a national security threat for a basketball player and left a Marine behind. And did things take a serious turn here in this video? Yeah. I mean, we're not happy about that. We think that is a failure from this presidential administration who keeps failing over and over again. And Brittany Griner is just one of those failures. Crying out loud. And people are still locked up here for marijuana. I mean, the F? Tell me what you think, Black and White Sports 2 supporters. I mean, ESPN and Brittany got their asses drug in the comment sections. Peace. I'm out. Till next time, Black and White Network supporters, make sure you go over and check out the Black and White Network merchandise store. 25% off USA First. 25% off USA First. Go now.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.